I would have faith. If I had faith, I would have my healing. But the word does not seem real to me. I read it, and I say, by his stripes I am healed, and yet in my mind I hear another voice saying, but the pain is still there. I find that I am giving two testimonies continually, one with my lips and another with my intellect. We should fully understand this. No matter what one's standing is in heaven, if he has no faith in it, it does him no good. No matter what a man's privileges are, if the hand of faith is paralyzed, he cannot take hold of them. As long as he is ruled by sin consciousness, he has no sense of redemption. He is under condemnation. Satan rules him. As long as Satan rules, faith will be shriveled and undeveloped. All through the Pauline revelation, from Romans through Hebrews, a complete redemption is taught. There is a perfect redemption. Satan is conquered. Hebrews 2:14, since then the children are sharers in flesh and blood, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might bring to naught him that had the authority of death, that is, the devil. He is stripped of his authority. Revelation 1:18, Jesus triumphantly says, I am he that was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Satan was put to naught. His ability was paralyzed. Colossians 2:15, he put off from himself the principalities and powers, and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Satan then has no dominion over us. Romans 6:14, sin shall not have dominion over you. If redemption does not deliver us from sin consciousness, it is no better than Judaism. If it cannot free us now from condemnation, God and Christ have failed. Satan has become the master. If sin consciousness rules, acting on the word is impossible. Faith is a withered flower where sin consciousness rules. The problem of faith, then, is to get rid of sin consciousness. The word is the only cure. It declares that we are redeemed. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have our redemption, through the blood, the remission of our sins. If we have been redeemed, Satan's dominion is broken, and we are free. Not only has a perfect redemption been accomplished, but provision for a perfect recreation has been made. 2 Corinthians 5:17, wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. But all things are of God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave unto us the ministry of reconciliation. There is a complete recreation and a complete reconciliation. If God has recreated us, we are not under bondage to the things of the old creation. If a man has been recreated, it is God's own work. He did it through the Holy Spirit and his own word. That new creation is affected by the impartation of God's own nature. 2 Peter 1:4, we become partakers of the divine nature. We are actually born from above. The old sin nature has gone, and a new nature, which is free from condemnation, has taken its place. Romans 8:1 and verse 33, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We have been made free from the law of sin and death. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who is he that condemneth? God has justified or declared us righteous. The word justify means to make righteous. Righteousness is the ability to stand in the Father's presence without the sense of guilt, sin, or inferiority. We stand there as though sin had never been. If redemption does not mean that, if the new creation does not give that, God has failed. The new creation must be as free from sin as Adam was before he committed sin, or God has failed in his redemptive work. Someone says, what about 1 John 1:6? If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. He is speaking of broken fellowship. If a man says he has fellowship with the Father when he is living under condemnation, he is telling a lie. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Every man who is living in broken fellowship is walking in darkness. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, then we are living out of fellowship. We are telling an untruth. But if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship. He not only made us new creations, but he made us righteous. Romans 3:26, that he might himself be righteous and the righteousness of him that hath faith in Jesus. This declares that he has become the righteousness of the man who has faith in Jesus as Savior. If God has become our righteousness, we have a legal standing in his presence. 1 Corinthians 1:30 tells us that he was made unto us righteousness. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Then we have God as our righteousness, and Jesus as our righteousness. Romans 4:25, literal translation, He was delivered up on the account of our trespasses and was raised because we stood righteous before Him. Romans 5:1, Being therefore declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Him who knew no sin, God made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. He not only becomes our righteousness, but now He also makes us His righteousness by a new birth, a recreation. We stand before Him reconciled, without condemnation, in fellowship with Him. If the Scripture means anything, it means exactly what it says. The believer has a legal right to stand in the Father's presence without condemnation. If he can do that, then acting on the Word is possible. If acting on the Word is possible, everything that belongs to us in Christ becomes available at once. When Jesus rose from the dead, He left an eternally defeated Satan behind Him. Always think of Satan as the eternally defeated one.